Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's a new month. Can you believe it already? It is March 1st, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Could be a little bit shorter today. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot of news. This always happens when we got Apple crap coming up in the same month, doesn't it? I'd say one of the biggest things that came out in news yesterday was, of course, the new Raspberry Pi 3. Oh, it's so sweet, and it's still $35. Can you believe it? More amazing than that, it now has Bluetooth and built-in Wi-Fi. Yippee! Now, of course, it has many of the same features as its predecessor, including an HDMI, Ethernet, and four USB ports. But it does have a 1.2 GHz 64-bit quad-core processor now, which is kind of nice and sweet. So if you're thinking about getting a Pi 2 and you're looking at this thing, and heck, it's the same price, yeah, go ahead and get the new one. If you already got the Pi 2, yep, sorry. But what's another $35? Come on. Well, we do have a little bit of hacker news on your Tuesday, and this has to do with Snapchat. Yeah, it looks like Snapchat got a bit compromised yesterday. But don't worry, according to them, your data should be safe. I love that, should be. Apparently, one of Snapchat's employees succumbed to a phishing scam. Oh, man. Snapchat's payroll department was targeted by an isolated email phishing scam, basically in which the scammer impersonated the chief executive officer of Snapchat. And then he asked the employee for the payroll information. Now, yes, most of us are sitting there going, you didn't give it, did you? Well, yeah, this employee gave it. That resulted in payroll information on both current and former employees being disclosed to an external location. All right, so let me back up here a little bit. Okay, if you're a Snapchat user, yeah, you're probably okay. But if you're a former or current Snapchat employee, yeah, it's time to hunt this guy down and find out why he was so stupid. More news to gather up about privacy, and of course, we'd have to talk about Facebook in that category now, wouldn't we? Although this doesn't completely land on Facebook's shoulders, it actually has to do with a developer in Denmark. He's actually created a way to track sleep patterns of his Facebook friends. Boy, this sounds creepy and stalky, doesn't it? All right, yeah, stalky, not a word. Okay, stalkish. Stalkish, yeah, there we go. This tool developed by, I'm not even going to say his name, let's just call him Stalker Man, is based on activity timestamps that Facebook stores on its users of its site and Messenger app. And since he's basically basing this on people check Facebook in the morning, usually when they wake up, and of course before they go to bed at night. Yeah, this gives him a vague idea of when you're going to be sleeping. Now the creepier part about the software, it actually checks Facebook's database and user activity every 10 minutes. Yeah, talking about an invasion of privacy. And apparently Facebook isn't happy about this at all. In fact, according to the Washington Post, Facebook has actually discouraged users from using his software, saying it does violate the site's term of service. With that being said, though, the developer says, nope, he's not removing it. He's keeping it up. And went on to say that besides, I'm not spying on my friends. I just want people to be aware of some of the digital footprints they're leaving everywhere they go. No. I'm still going to go with what I said before. It's stalkish. Finally. Well, we all know about the selfie stick now, don't we? They've been banned everywhere, you know, the narcissistic sticks is what I like to call them. Sporting events, these guys, they just don't want them there. So all the more, I think they're going to be thinking the same thing about this one. It's called the MacBook selfie stick. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. You put your computer on the end of this long stick. Now, I don't know why they call this a MacBook selfie stick. It could be any computer, but I guess you're wanting to make a statement and you want to have an Apple logo on the end of it. Now, those of you that say, wow, this sounds really interesting. Where can I get this? Well, unfortunately for you, it is not yet available. According to the developers, they're going to see how public reaction is and interest will be before they take the thing fully to market. I do hope I'm speaking for all the BTN listeners out there when I say, this is the most stupid, idiotic, dumbass idea I've ever freaking seen when it comes to taking selfies. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website. Check out all the great BTN shows. britishtechnetwork.com is the destination for that. You can find out what's going on at BTN by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech community over there at the Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, I certainly hope we got a lot more news for you in Wednesday's installment tomorrow. Whatever we got, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.